Welcome to the message segment of Element of Carry Center International. Listen and be blessed.
Today I'll be speaking to us on the topic, One Bread, One Cup. One Bread, One Cup. Hallelujah. One bread is the body of Christ. And one cup is the blood of Jesus. And they are one bread and one cup of blessing. First Corinthians chapter 10. Verses 16 and 17. It says, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, though many, are one bread and one body. For we all partake of that one bread. I speak about one bread and one cup. The Lord's table. Before the crucifixion, before the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus, he set up a table, the Lord's table, not as a ritual, but as a revelation that will come to fulfill destinies in the life of men. When we partake of this bread, we are declaring a deep truth and revelation. We are declaring a deep spiritual truth and revelation. The Bible says, though we are many, we are one in Christ. The bread is about the unity and the sacrifice, and about the shared life of Jesus. The bread that I speak to us today is about his body and about his blood given for humanity. The Lord's table is a vivid reminder of his death on the cross and the price that was paid for you and for me. That is the bread and the cup. They remind us about that price that he paid on the cross. They remind us about his death, that he died for humanity. Hallelujah. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24, he says, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. Let's read 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night, on that Lord's table, in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. And he says, do this in remembrance of me. And that's why I said, today is about remembering the sacrifice of Jesus. The bread is symbolic of his body, his physical body, because that was what he gave. His body was broken so that your body and my body will be whole. That's why his body, he gave his body to be broken. So that you and I will live with the body that is never broken. So every time that we partake of this, we remember that sacrifice. The same thing he did, reiterated in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 19. He says, he took that bread, saying, "This is my body." He said, and he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, and saying, "This is my body, which is given for you." He said, "Do this one in remembrance of me." Jesus speaking. Apostle Paul was reporting what Jesus did. He was reporting this one, Jesus giving his body for them, for his disciples, and by extension, we. Hallelujah. The word communion means fellowship. It's a communion service. So it's a service of fellowship with Christ. We are fellowshipping with him. It means participation. It means sharing. We have gathered here to share, to partake, to fellowship with him in a different way. So when we eat this bread, we are spiritually participating in Christ, but with a physical manifestation of his glory. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 16 said, "Is it not the communion of the body of Christ?" He said, "The cup of blessing which will bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which will break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ?" He was asking a question. This bread and this cup, is it not the fellowship of Jesus? Fellowship with Jesus. We share in his life when we partake of this. I want you to know. We share in his death when we partake of this. I want you to know. And we also share in his resurrection. I want you to know. Therefore, we share in the power of his life. We share in the power of his death. We share in the power of his burial. And then we share in the power of his resurrection. That is the essence of the fellowship. That is the essence of this communion. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." He says, "I am the bread of life." I want us to read the book of John chapter 6. We'll read from verse 48 to 56. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says, "I am the bread of life." Jesus speaking. He said, "Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die." It is different from that which they ate in the wilderness in the time of Moses. He says, "This one is the one that comes from heaven, that when you eat of it, you will not die." The one that they ate it and they still died. Verse 51. He said, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. Now, if anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. He says it's his body that he's giving for the life of the world. For as many that will understand and partake of it, he says he will give you life. He will not die. He says you will live forever. Continue to the next verse. He said, you will live forever. And he says, the Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, now can this man give us his flesh to eat? They were perplexed at that statement. He said, does he mean he has to give us his body, his flesh to eat? Jesus was speaking to them of something very spiritually deep. They did not have an understanding of it, even though they said that they were religious leaders. Then Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Except you do this one, the Bible says you have no life. He told them, and I speak about it to you today, except you eat the flesh of Jesus and you drink the blood of Jesus, he says you do not have life. This is what Jesus speaking. Praise God. He said, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. 55. And he says, for my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. My daughter asked me, is the Holy Communion food? Praise God. And I said to her, it is not food. Because that was the answer I could give to her for her to understand. Because you do not eat it as food. You don't eat it to fill you. But the Bible is telling us that it is food. He said, my flesh is food and my blood is drink. So if you eat of it, it means that you can be full. And then when you drink of my blood, it means that you will not thirst. That's what it says. So it is not something that you eat, you consume it because you want to be full. No. You eat it with understanding, by faith and dependence. Having an understanding of what it means. He said, my flesh is food and my blood is drink. The last verse, 56. Praise God. He said, who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. He said, whoever that eats my flesh and drinks my blood, he says, I live inside of him and he lives inside of me. He said, we have become one. And that is where oneness comes. That's where one bread comes from. And that's where one cup comes from. He says, we have become one. Whoever that eats this bread and drinks this cup, he says, I will be in him. I am in him. If I is not, I will be. He said, I am in him. He is in me. I abide in him. He abides in me. The communion is a full fulfillment of the Passover feast. It's a fulfillment, and I've told you before, everything that you see that happens in the New Testament is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. And that's why the Bible says, listen to me, the Old Testament is not to be abolished. But it is the fulfillment of it. The New Testament is the fulfillment of it. There is nothing that you will see in the New Testament that does not have its bearing from the Old Testament. The finality of it is in the New Testament. So the communion that we experience today and that we express today is a fulfillment of the Passover in the Old Testament. The feast of the Passover in the book of Exodus called Pesach. Praise God. It's in the book of Exodus. During the Passover, that the Israelites, they ate, the Bible said that they ate the lamb. The lamb was killed and they ate it. Praise God. And the unleavened bread was also given to them to eat. Praise God. To remind them of God's delivering them from the land of Egypt, from their land of slavery. So the institution of that feast of Passover in the Old Testament, in the time of Moses, is the same thing that Jesus came to do. However, this is the finality of it, because that did not yield the desired result. Hallelujah. Listen, the lamb's blood marked their salvation as at that time. Anyone who partook of the blood of the lamb was saved. It marked their salvation. The meal was a memorial of their deliverance from the land of Egypt. Hallelujah. Now, in the New Testament, Jesus Christ institutes a communion during the Passover feast as well. The same feast. The supper was done, the same feast, the feast of the Passover, that was done in the time of Moses. I told you, Jesus was not, there was nothing that God had not done. God had done several things to rescue man. It did not work. Do you know why it did not work? Because every man that attempted it had a natural blood working inside of him. They came from Adam. Every man came from Adam. And so there was nothing that they did that could work. God struck several covenants with men. It still did not work. Because they had the blood of Adam running on in their inside. So what could change it? Hallelujah. What could change it? Jesus came and instituted this communion during the Passover feast. Passover made the Last Supper, giving the bread and the wine to his disciples. And he said to them, "This is my body and my blood." Jesus was talking about the finality of what was done before. He said, that one did not yield result, but this one will yield the ultimate result. This one will give you all that you need. Hallelujah. God provided manna in the wilderness for them, bread from heaven, to sustain Israel in the desert. God brought manna from heaven. They were hungry. They cried for food. They made all kind of noise. They blamed Moses. He said, "Why did you bring us to this place to die, to be hungry and die?" And they cried. And God, Bible said, God released manna, bread from heaven. So God gave them bread from heaven to sustain them in that wilderness, in the desert. Now, there was a representation of divine provision. And for life, for their life to be preserved as at that time. But in John chapter 6, where we just read, Jesus referred to himself as the bread of life. The same thing that God did in the time for his children, the children of Israel. That he provided manna for them, but they ate it and they died. But Jesus said no. In reference to what happened in the book of John chapter 6, 48, he says, "I am the bread of life." He said, "This one, whoever that eats it, will not die. Not like them that died when they ate it." Hallelujah. The bread that we eat today and that we'll talk about today is a declaration. Every time we partake, we proclaim something. There's something that we proclaim. So it's not something that you eat just like that and ordinarily. Every time you eat it, you proclaim something. Hallelujah. When you eat it, you proclaim something. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26, it says, for as often as you do this one, it's in remembrance of what I have done for you. He said, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. It's a remembrance, it's a reminder. So when you partake of it, you're proclaiming something. And that proclamation is not just that the fact that Jesus died for us, but also that Christ lives in us. Jesus died for us. That's not the only proclamation. He's also saying that today he lives in us. He said, whoever that eats this bread, I am in him. He is also in me. And he said, whoever that eats this bread will not die. He shall have an everlasting life, eternal life. That's what the Bible says. Praise God. So we do not just stop there. We also talk about the fact that he is coming. In that 1 Corinthians 11, 26, praise God, that we just read. He said, for as often as you do this one, he said, then you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So Jesus is coming again. You know, he's going to come again. So as we do this, as often as we do it, we are proclaiming that Jesus is coming back. It's a proclamation. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 11, verse 25, we read 23 and 24. So we're reading 25 now. And when the Lord gave him after the same manner, also he took the cup. He said, in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. There were other covenants. I spoke to you about them before. When we did covenant and the saints, we talked about it. When we talked about divine exchange, we talked about it. But he says, this one, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. There were old covenants. There were Adamic covenants, Noahic covenant, Abrahamic covenant, Mosaic covenant, Davidic covenant, praise God. All of these ones existed before Jesus, this covenant, the new covenant came. Praise God. He said, after in the same manner, he also took the cup. He said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. He said, the new covenant is inside this blood. And he said, do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So when the Lord Jesus gave himself for us, it was not just the blood of a natural man. And that's what I tried to explain. There was no one that could do it. The blood of Jesus was not a natural one, because Jesus did not come from Adam. Praise God. Jesus did not come from Adam. So his blood was not natural. So the blood that he's giving us to eat is not a natural blood. It's a spiritual blood. A blood that cleanses. Natural man, natural blood couldn't cleanse. Listen, the Bible lets us know that before now, they used to use blood of animals, bull, ram, all of them, to kind of make atonement for sin. But they never cleaned it. Praise God. So they were doing it. They never cleaned it. They never cleaned our sins. But he said, this one will abort, he will blot it out. Never remembered again. So his blood was not the blood of a natural man, because he did not come from Adam. You and I came from Adam. So there is nothing that my blood and your blood can do, except we convert it to the blood of Jesus. And that is the only way we can live a fruitful life in this world that we are. Praise God. He says, in this world you shall have tribulations. But except be of good cheer, for I have already overcome the world for you. It's only in me that you shall have peace. It's only in me that you can succeed. Except you are in Jesus, you cannot succeed. It may appear that you're succeeding. No. It may appear to you that you're succeeding. Without him, it is not a success. Because it will crumble. It's a matter of time. It will come down. It will crumble. Praise God. So it was not the blood of a natural man that was shed for me and you. No. Hallelujah. His blood was the blood of the word. It came from the word of God. The blood of Jesus came from the word of God. And the word of God is everything. The word of God is creation. All creation was done by the word of God. And so that blood has the capacity to change anything. Praise God. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 1, I think verse 14. He said that the word became flesh. He said, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and in truth. This is what the blood of Jesus is. And this is how he came from. He didn't come from Adam. There was no link. He was not produced by sperm and egg of a woman. Praise God. You and I were produced from the sperm and the egg of man and woman. But it was not so with Jesus. It was by the word. It was by the overshadowing of the Holy Ghost. Even when the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary, it had nothing to do with the egg of Mary. Don't you understand? Joseph had nothing to do with this. Joseph was only given to him for guidance. He was brought there for guidance, for parental guidance. So his life was a divine life. His blood was also divine. He gave up his divine life for you and for me. So when he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This you do as often as you do it in remembrance of me. He knows what he's talking about. He meant that the provisions of the New Testament are sealed in the blood of Jesus. That's what it means. That every provisions of the New Testament, they are sealed in the blood of Jesus. Everything that any man needs in this life, it is sealed in the blood of Jesus. Every provision of the New Testament is sealed in it. Hallelujah. And our lives are guaranteed in the blood of Jesus. Praise God. And then you want to ask him, what is the provisions we talk about? What are the provisions that we talk about? Hallelujah. Then you talk about love. He said love is sealed in that blood. You talk about salvation. It is sealed in that blood. You talk about prosperity, healings. You talk about divine health, forgiveness of sin. They're all sealed in the blood of Jesus. You talk about ethical living and moral conduct. They are sealed in the blood of Jesus. You talk about the kingdom of God. You talk about even the Holy Ghost. They're all sealed in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Then you talk about eternal life, hope of eternal life. They are sealed in the blood of Jesus. You talk about evangelism, even the Great Commission. They're also sealed in the blood of Jesus. Whatever that is ever needed in this life, they are sealed in the blood of Jesus. Every provision, whether it's the job that you want, it is sealed in the blood of Jesus. Whether it's a child that you want, it is sealed in the blood of Jesus. Whether it's a relationship that you want, it is sealed in the blood of Jesus. Even the visa, even though it is physical, it's also sealed in the blood of Jesus. It's something that you just see that you call for it. Don't you understand? Praise God. A time came. And let me tell you something. Some of you think that to serve God is something as simple as it is. No, it's not that easy. It is not that easy. Salvation is free, but it's not something that is cheap. It comes with a price. Hallelujah. If you want to undermine the sacrifice of Jesus, then to live this life comes with a price. And I talk about visa, but some people are looking at me. How do you mean visa? Be sealed in the blood of Jesus. Yes. A time came, we were looking for visa. I had secretly gone to get visa to go to US. I went there, they bounced me. They did not know, my family did not know. Praise God. We already married. I went to do it. They did not even know that I went to do visa. Hallelujah. I went there, they were looking at me, they say, I said, you're not qualified. I said, why? I'm not qualified. because of what? As handsome as I am, I'm not qualified. I said, okay, not a problem. They advised me to go with my family. That if they see my family, they will give me a visa. Or they will give us visas. I packaged my family. That day we dressed very fine. We wore the best clothes. I was looking finer than before. Praise God. And then we went before them. They look at us. They gave us paper. No. I said, no. You look at my family like this. This beautiful family. You say no. Then I knew that I could call for the visa from the blood of Jesus. I came back. In fact, from there, I called the agent. I said, these people have made me angry. In fact, they made me more angry because my last daughter asked me, Daddy, does it mean that we cannot travel? As we were going to get that visa, she had already made up her mind that she had seen herself in America. Because, yes, why? She wanted to visit Disneyland. That was what she wanted. It was her dream. And they gave us paper. Then I said, that yellow paper, they give us that yellow paper. And if they give you that yellow paper, you don't need to ask questions. It's no. No. And so when she asked me that question, I was pained in my spirit. The moment I walked out of that embassy, I carried my phone. I called the agent. I said, listen, as I speak to you, they did not give me US visa. Not a problem. Please put in for UK for us. Before I come back to worry, put it. She said, eh. She put it. Went for it. They gave us the visa. I said, now that they've given us visa, I said, now, we first of all travel to Dubai. We went to Dubai. We came back. I said, now, 6 months passed. We had gone to UK and we came back. Praise God. I said, okay, put in for US again. But I remember those people, they're very wicked people. I remember that when we went, it's not about how you look, oh. It's not about the dress that you wear. I remember how that they looked at us. That woman, it was a woman. No, it was a man, not a woman, sorry. It was a woman the second time. The first one was a man. And guess what? Even Ifechukwu went to the man, and was joking with the man, thinking that the joke would produce a result. It did not produce any result. But then I had to go and sow a seed. I said, this seed will represent the blood of Jesus in this instance. The seed I'm talking about is not a moimoi seed. And this one, we went back, not with anything in the account. There was nothing in the account. I don't carry all the money where the account so seed. So there was nothing in the account. So if they said, bring your account, they will see 0 naira. Praise God. But I had emptied the account. I used it to sow seed. We went back. We were on the line. They said next. We were going to still meet that same man. That same man was still there. But the Holy Ghost came. Somebody came. They said, one security man said, no, it's not you. Hold on. They can't carry one man. Put in our front. Now the man go meet the man. And as he reached there, the man give a yellow paper. Bah. They now carry us to the womb, another woman. When we went to meet the woman looked at us and said, where are you going to? Where have you been? I said, we've been to Dubai. We have been to UK. What do you want to go and do in America? I'm going for vacation. We're going for vacation. It's okay. I'm going to have to give you this visa. Yeah, yeah. She now said, okay, but no, there was something about Ife. You know, she was underage. They say, okay, they've not finished. Okay, Ife, they should take Ife to that place. As she gave me the white paper, I left Ife and I left so that they don't call me back. I said, you people can go and meet the person. Let them rectify it. I had already left. I don't go.
So that they don't make mistake and say, come back. We made a mistake. I have abandoned everything for them. It was not about, bring your account. What? No questions. There is nothing the blood of Jesus cannot do. The visa is also sealed in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In your life, all the provisions of his death, burial, and resurrection, they have become a reality for you. There is nothing in that you could ever want again that the blood of Jesus does not cover. There is nothing that a man will want in this life that is not covered in the blood of Jesus. That's why in the book of, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, if you look at verse 21 and 23, the Spirit of God entered into Apostle Paul, and then Apostle Paul declared that everything that in this world, it belongs to you. He said, therefore, let no man boast in men. And when I came here, I said, I have not come with the persuasive words of men's wisdom. I have come with the words of the Spirit and the words of God that has power. And so I will speak. He says, therefore, let no man boast in men, for all things are yours. He said, everything is yours. Do you not see it? So what do you want? What do you want? What is it that you want? He said, it belongs to you. It's covered in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Including home, you have it. Including children, you have it. Including animals, you have it. Including life, you have it. Even death, you have it if you choose it. Do you not know? In the next verse, it says it. It says life and death, they are yours. Hallelujah. Wealth is yours. Today is yours. Tomorrow is yours. The future belongs to you. Hallelujah. So you are in Christ. Christ is in you. How is that a man that is carrying Christ is bereft of ideas? It's an error. There was nothing that was impossible with Jesus. He brought out money from the mouth of a fish. He caused waters to spring out of wasteland in the desert. There is nothing that is impossible. He walked on the waters. Praise God. Nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. Do you not know that even you can walk on the water? Go and try it. Praise God. If we live here now, go to this river. There's a river here. Try to cross. You can walk on the water. Say, I preach that message today that you can walk on the water. Praise God. You will know whether you have faith or you don't have faith. But if you drown, they will not have anybody to ask questions. There is nothing that is impossible with Jesus. Hallelujah. But you reserve the right to choose that which is right and not that which is wrong. Through the blood of Jesus, he has given you strength. He has given you wisdom. He has given you courage, health, and so much more. There is nothing he's not given to you. He's taking everything out of everything that is inside darkness out of your life. He's taking it away from you. He has translated you into the kingdom of his dear son. That's what the Bible tells us. Hallelujah. So your radiance. He said, your severance from darkness. He said, he has taken them away and then he has brought you to light. He took away all the pains. He took them away. He bore them. Praise God. The Bible says that he took all the pains so that you will not live a life of pain. Why is it that we're still living a life of pain? Praise God. I will look at my people. Today, as I speak to you, my family there, there's what they call sweet pain. Have you ever heard it? Have you heard about sweet pain before? That's what they call it in English. I can't remember. But that's what they call sweet pain. It is sweet, but it is painful. Hallelujah. So there are some of you that live this life and you think it is easy. And then sometimes I will look at my family. I said, there are things at this moment that I should be enjoying, but they're not enjoying. I said, they will not enjoy it because there's something to be done. I said, every day of my life, and as you look at me, so when I declare something, God will honor the word of my mouth. Why? Because I bleed for him. My blood may not be anything. The blood of Jesus has done it, but I still bleed for him. Every day of my life, I bleed. I bleed for him. And so that when I open my mouth to speak a thing, or when she opens her mouth to speak a thing, God will honor the words. Hallelujah. Do you know what it means to bleed? I'm not talking about physical blood. I'm not talking about physical blood. As we speak, we are doing a project. And that project on a daily basis is running. How many of you here have come and said, oh, this project is going on. I want to do this one. How many of you? How many of you? How many of you have bled for that project? It's not my house. It belongs to God. That project, whatever that is doing today, it will outlive us. Because it does not belong to us. It belongs to him. But it's something that will leave a legacy. That will transform the lives of men. That when people go there, they will get nothing but healing. They will get nothing but peace. That's what it means to bleed. Hallelujah. The bleeding comes with pain, but that pain is a sweet one. That's what I mean by sweet pain. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 and 14, it says, he has translated us delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his son. Praise God. Through the blood of Jesus, he brought redemption to us. If you look at verse 14 of it, hallelujah. It says, in whom we have redemption through the blood of Jesus, the forgiveness of sin. That is Jesus. And so he says in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, he says, he calls you a chosen generation. He says, you're a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, a people that belong to God. Hallelujah. He said, but you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special breed, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, into the marvelous light of his son. I'd like to ask you, another version will say, to show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous. Now, my question is, what have you got to show forth? Praise God. If I have to boast, I will boast in God. I boast, but I boast in God. I make bold to say, because I know that God is there. And if God is there, then I have nothing to fear. So I have everything to show forth. I have everything to show forth. You are guaranteed to success. In his blood, you are guaranteed to success. To succeed. You are a victor for life. In this blood I will speak about today, your prosperity is guaranteed. Hallelujah. So you must live with this consciousness that there is something about God. And as you partake of this Holy Communion today, or you drink of this cup of the New Testament in his blood, listen, everything about your life must change. Hallelujah. Everything, the Bible says in the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 and 12, he said, and this is the record that God has given us eternal life. He said that whosoever has his son has this life. But he that does not have his son, he does not have this life. And so the only way, he says he's the bread of life. He said he's the life. He said if you partake of him, he said he's inside of you, you are in him. It means that the life of God is at work in your life. He said then, whosoever, look at it, he said, he who has his son has life. And he who does not have his son, he said he does not have life. Verse 13, praise God. He says, these things I have written to you who believe in the name of Jesus, the name of Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, that you may also continue to believe in the name of Jesus. That is just that. Hallelujah. So this morning, I want us to pray.
I want us to pray. I said to us that after this communion, there are so many things that will change in our lives. I said so. And God will not turn away these words. These words are his words. Last night, God took me. In fact, early this morning, praise God. Early this morning, God, I saw the members of my family. And then I saw a few people. Praise God. We were riding in a car. And then a beautiful car. And then we're driving. All of a sudden, we came to a forest. Praise God. My brother, my sister. What happened next shocked me. I thought it was rapture. I saw us outside the car that we were inside. Do you know, have you watched recently some people in the U.S., they went to the moon. Praise God. Do you know how those will float inside the spacecraft? They don't have ballast, they were floating. I saw myself. I saw my wife. I saw Ife. I saw Onye. I saw a few other people. All of us inside the car. We began, all of a sudden, we came out of the car. We were driving on the road, and then we saw a forest. And then we drove. As we got close to the forest, I noticed that all of us came out. And then we were floating through the forest and ascending. You know, there was no balance. There was no gravity. The force of gravity did not apply to us. We were moving. In that revelation, I thought it was rapture. I said, thank God I don't rapture. As I was thanking God that I was raptured, I woke up. I said, God, what does this mean? And I have an understanding that God said to me, there is nothing that can be an obstacle for you and for Element of Charis. This is what he said to me expressly. That there is no obstacle. Whatever, I said, I thought that the forest was like an obstacle. But no. We came out, we began to flow through the forest, you know, with speed, just like they float for up, where there's no force of gravity. There was no application of force of gravity. I said, oh, Father, thank you. What does that mean to me? I said, Father, thank you, because I will even walk with my shoulders high now, knowing fully well that nothing can stand as an obstacle for me. Nothing can stand as an obstacle for my family. Nothing can stop as an obstacle for any member of Element of Charis. And that's why I said today, for everyone that partakes of this communion, the body of Christ, praise God, will have a seamless life in the name of Jesus. And I pray that for as many of you, and I declared it, that do not have a job. Listen, after today, listen, that lady, she just spoke to me. I prayed in the night. And I said, Father, it is done. I said, before dawn, they will call that man. If she will get, I just sent her a text. If God has said it, then it is settled. Now, it means that God has perfected it. And it was not up to 6 hours, like she said. Then she received a call that they had already called her back. They called him back where he was rejected. So God had gone ahead to make it happen. Do you not understand? God, he gave me an assurance that for whatever that I speak about today, it is coming to pass by the word of his mouth. Hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I just like all of you to stand up so that we can pray. Hallelujah. I want us to pray. Wherever you are, you have got to pray. For as much as you pray this morning, that is as much as you will get. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. The Bible says to us that the righteous cries to him. I gave this as a prayer point. I gave it as prayer point to the pastorates. I say we're going to pray because all of these things, they will come to pass in the life of members of Element of Charis. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Psalm chapter 37 verse 17, it says, the righteous cry out and the Lord heareth them, and then he delivers them from every of whatever seems to be an obstruction. Hallelujah. For whatever it is that is their trouble, The Bible said that the Lord will hear them and will deliver them from all. Hallelujah. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I cry out to you today. Deliver me from every bondage, every chain and every operation of the enemy. Break every yoke in my life and set me free completely. I declare that I am no longer a slave to fear, to sin, and to darkness in the name of Jesus. By your power, I walk in total liberty. I want you to begin to declare these words in the name of Jesus. Say, I cry out to you today in the name of Jesus. Deliver me from every bondage. Deliver me from every chain. Deliver me from every oppression of the enemy. There are some of you that have been chained. The Bible says, as you cry out to him this morning, this day, and ask the Lord to deliver you from every chain, from every oppression of the enemy. He said he's going to hear you and he will deliver you from all your troubles. That is why when people come here on a Friday for Dynamo's prayer, you see many things happening. You see chains being broken. You see people being delivered from the power of darkness. You see people being lifted up from a dunghill. You see people, they are being liberated. You see people, they become free. Yes, this is all that happens because Jesus is here. Because the power of the Holy Ghost is at work in those meetings. In the name of Jesus. Ask the Lord to deliver you. Ask the Lord to deliver you. Ask the Lord to break every chain. Ask the Lord to break every yoke in your life. Ask the Lord to set you free completely. Ask the Lord. Maleka prende heshka rabadeshka. Ezebrende heshka rakadosu prende heshka. Lekedeshka. To deliver you from every bondage of the enemy. Maseka dadadabadoshi katush. Chain of reproach is broken. Chain of shame and regret is broken. Chain of poverty is broken. Oh, Father, break every yoke in the life of men. In the name of Jesus, break every yoke. Yes, in the name of Jesus. I want you to begin to pray for yourself now. I want you to begin to pray for yourself now. Yes, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 5, he said, by his stripes, we are already made whole. We are healed by his stripes. Say, Father Jesus, I receive your finished work on the cross. By your stripes, I declare healing over my body. I declare healing over my soul. I declare healing over my spirit. Let every sickness in my body, let every pain in my body, let every infirmity in my body, let them leave now. Let them leave now. Let them leave now. In the name of Jesus, restore my strength. Restore my strength. Make me whole again. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon your word that says, by his stripes I am healed. Father, make me whole again. In the name of Jesus, and you are here. You are sick in your body. It's time to put your hand where you're sick. It's time to put your hand where you're sick. Begin to command that high BP to go. Begin to command that high blood pressure to go. Begin to command that heart disease to go. In the name of Jesus. Begin to command that headache, that migraine. Begin to command it to go. Yes, the healing power of Jesus is available to heal right now. In the name of Jesus. I command them broken in the name
name of Jesus, I cancel every plan of the enemy. I cancel every plan of the enemy. And I declare victory over my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, the Bible says that that tongue shall be condemned. Begin to condemn those tongues. Begin to deflect every weapon of the enemy that are targeted at you. Begin to deflect them. Begin to deflect them. Begin to deflect them. In the name of Jesus. Begin to deflect them. In the name of Jesus. Begin to deflect them. In the name of Jesus. Mashika brande heshka. There are some of you don't have inner peace. You don't have inner healing. I want you to begin to pray for inner peace and healing right now. Yes, the Bible says that He heals the broken hearted and binds up the wound. Say in the name of Jesus, heal every wound in my heart, whether seen and unseen. Remove pain, remove bitterness, fear and anxiety. Fill me with your peace that passes all understanding. In the name of Jesus, restore my joy and make me whole again. Begin to declare that your joy is full. Begin to declare that your joy is full. Begin to declare that your joy is full. In the name of Jesus, ask the Lord to remove that bitterness.
Every bitterness of the heart, whether unseen, in the name of Jesus, we declare the peace of God. In the name of Jesus, heal every wound of the heart, heal every wound of the mind, whether seen or unseen, heal every wound.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. There are some of you here. You are here, but you still have bitterness in your heart. Listen to me. That bitterness must go. You must ensure that it leaves your house. Ask the Lord to take away every form of bitterness and every resentment in your life. Ask the Lord to take it away. And if there is somebody here that you have bitterness with, you are bitter with, you have bitterness in your heart for that person, is an opportunity to make peace. I have said this kind of thing before, and this is another one coming. If there's somebody that you have resentment, some form of resentment for, listen, it's an opportunity to go to that person and say, listen, I forgive you. Or tell the person, I like you, just forgive me. Whichever way. Because after today, and after taking the Holy Communion, there's going to be, your life is going to be totally different. In the name of Jesus. Mashata robo do shubrande heshka. Leka dosko brande heshka. You are going to pray for freedom from sin and strongholds of addiction in the name of Jesus. There are some of you here, your addiction knows no bound. That after today, that addiction must cease. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says in the book of John chapter 8 verse 36, he said, if the Son of God sets you free, then he will make you free indeed. He said, whosoever that the Son of God sets free is free indeed. I want you to begin to declare. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I surrender every weakness.
I surrender
every struggle to you. Break every stronghold of sin in my life. Give me the grace to walk in righteousness and holiness. I declare that I am free.
I declare
indeed in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray that prayer. Ask the Lord to surrendering every weakness and every struggle. For as many of you that are struggling,
every weakness of sin, every struggle of sin, every addiction, Lord, today I surrender to your will in the name of Jesus.
Command that addiction to leave your life. Command that
addiction
is a disadvantage to you, is a negativity to your life. It's just changing you.
I pull that.
Begin to command total restoration now. Begin to command total restoration. He said, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. Say, Father, restore everything that I have lost. Say, oh God, restore everything that I have lost. Whether it is health, whether it is peace, whether it is opportunities, whether it is joy. Let your healing power renew every area of my life. I receive divine
divine restoration and wholeness in the name of Jesus. Begin to declare it. Whatever that you have lost, ask the Lord to restore them. Ask the Lord to restore them. He's restoring them. For as many of you that you lost your job, ask the Lord to restore your job. For many of you that lost your peace, ask the Lord to restore your peace and restore your joy in the name of Jesus. Because after today, listen, don't keep quiet. Listen, don't keep quiet. This is an opportunity. Don't keep quiet. For as many of you that are looking for a job, because after today, you will come back from next week. Some of you will begin to come with testimonies. You will come back with a testimony that God has given you another job. Whatever that you have lost, for many of you that have lost health, God is restoring your health. God is restoring your health. God is restoring your health in the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to begin to pray for an open doors of employment in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. Begin to pray for open doors of employment in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 8, he said, I have set before you an open door and no one can shut it. When God opens a door of opportunity, there is no one man that can shut it. And I want you to begin to declare, say, Heavenly Father, I thank you because you are the one who opened the door and no one can shut. Lord, I ask that you open the doors of employment to me. Pray this prayer very well. Ask that the Lord open the door of employment for you. Ask that the Lord open the door of employment for you. Ask that the Lord open the door of employment for you. In the name of Jesus. Ask that the Lord open the door of employment for you.
The message you've just listened to was brought to you by Elements of Carry Center International, number 6, Otokutu OPT Road, after Plantation City Estate Fence, OPT. You can worship with us every Sunday, 8 a.m., for our celebration of grace service. Wednesdays are for Bible study, 5 p.m., Fridays for prayer and counseling, 9 a.m. Elements of Carry Center International, a place of comfort.